Is there anyone here who has traveled to Rochester specifically to see the eclipse? Okay, we have someone in the back there. Okay. Good luck tomorrow with the weather. This is Rochester, you know, so. But who knows? We've had two beautiful days. Maybe we'll have a third, God willing. Last week in my homily, I mentioned that in the Exultet, which is the beautiful song of exaltation that is sung at the Easter Vigil every year, it says that let the walls of this building shake with joy. Well, they didn't. But the church is saying, you know, this is really a spectacular feast, and we should be so filled with the Spirit and praising the Lord that even the walls should be shaking. Now, it happened down in New York and New Jersey. Okay, are they more faithful down there? You know, maybe they were praising the Lord and the whole ground shook because of their joy in the Easter season. But so we got work to do to get these walls shaking. But in Easter, we have these beautiful celebrations to remind us of who we are, who we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to do. Now, obviously, one of the things is we're supposed to be joyful, and we're supposed to be sharing that joy with others. And the joy I'm talking about is not a feeling or an emotion. It is a gift from the Lord. He gives it to us. We are called to accept it and then practice it and go out into the world and keep on practicing being joyful. So instead of walking around like automatons, you know, people should be able to see in some way that we're joyful, because joy is something everybody wants. I want to be with joyful people. I don't want to be with people who are kind of down in the mouth. But we have this gift from the Spirit, the gift of joy. But again, we have to practice it. Do we practice it? What would it look like? What can we imagine ourselves looking like if we practice being joyful? And then practice it. And when we look people in the eye, do we smile? Do we say hello? Do we go out of our way to compliment someone? But that's all part of practicing joy. And Easter is about joy. God is our joy. And if that's not enough for us, then are we really believers? Do we really believe that Jesus rose from the dead so that we could be free from the power of sin and death? So joy, very important. And Jesus says three times in the gospel today, when he appears to the disciples, he says, peace be with you. Three times, peace be with you. There again, peace is a gift from God. It's not a feeling or an emotion, but it's a gift from the Holy Spirit that we're called to accept and to practice. So when we go out into the world, we bring the peace of Christ into the world. Again, what would that look like? What would that look like for us to hold on to peace and to practice it? What would we do differently than what we're doing now? You know, at the very least, I would hope we wouldn't be rushing here and there, but we take our time to notice people, to engage them, to encourage them. Because you know as well as I do, there's not a lot of peace to be had out in the world. And so if Jesus is giving us his peace, then we have to accept that peace and practice it so that we can bring that peace of Christ into the world. So joy, peace, what are we doing with it? And today is the Sunday of Divine Mercy. There again, a gift from God, mercy. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for the mercy of God. God again and again forgives us, calls us to be with him, and to know that he is our Savior. He desires to forgive us. And therefore, what do we do? Are we grateful for that? And as we receive that mercy, how do we accept that mercy, thank God for it, and then practice being merciful people out in the world. Because mercy frees people from all sorts of issues and darknesses and depressions. So that's the mercy of God. It's very healing. So if God has given us His mercy, we in turn are called to take that mercy out into the world. So again, what would it look like for us to bear the mercy of God in the world? To be bearers of God's mercy. You know, this is not just something that Jesus did, but He said to the apostles, what I've done, you do. Go out into the world and proclaim the gospel. Do what you are called to do so that other people can see the goodness of God and praise God with joy because of what God has done for them. We have it in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, how the rank and file were affected by the resurrection. They were so filled with gratitude and joy and conviction that they sold their property and gave it to the apostles to share with those who needed it. Can you imagine yourself doing that? Can you imagine yourself doing that? Out of joy, out of conviction, out of a sense of peace, out of a sense of thank you, Lord, for your mercy. You know, we're no different than those people, except that maybe we have more, so it would be more of a challenge, perhaps, for us to let go of what we consider ours. But the Lord says, you can do it. You can do it. The Lord says, you can surprise me. But we have these gifts from the Spirit, not just to say, oh, isn't this nice? Isn't Easter a nice time of the year? Especially up here where we have nature coming back to life. How about us? Do we come back to life? Do we really experience the resurrection in our lives and change and grow and become more joyful, become more merciful, become more peaceful so that we can share that in the world? Because that's our vocation. Every one of us has been commissioned in our baptisms to go into the world and proclaim the gospel message. To tell people, okay, if you don't have joy, let's talk about it. Let me work with you. Let's be companions and see what this joy is all about. And then as we share our joy, they will share their story and we'll learn from them. The same with mercy. We all need mercy, so therefore we don't even have to ask ourselves, is anybody else in need? Everybody's in need of it. So again, do we take it out into the world and share that good news of salvation? Now, and if we don't do it, it's not going to be done. That's why we as a congregation should be thinking of ourselves as a community committed together to be bringing the good news of salvation into the world each and every day. To practice joy and mercy, all those wonderful gifts that have been bestowed on us, that have been given to us from God so that we can proclaim the goodness of God. So again, every one of us has the ability to do it in our own way. We all have our particular gifts from the Holy Spirit, but it's up to us to accept them, to engage with them, to practice them, and to take them out into the world. Now, by doing that, we might not have these walls shake. We might not create an earthquake. We might not create an eclipse, but who knows? But if we do, there will be changes. People will receive what we have to share with them, and they will change, just as we are called to change, to be transformed each and every day more and more into the image and likeness of Christ. So as you go forth today, think about, you know, any one of those gifts from God. What would you like to work at? How are you working at it? What might you do to share your ideas with another friend from the parish so that we can get that sense of working together as a community of believers to bring the good news and all the gifts that go with the good news to other people who don't know it? And plenty of people who don't know the good news of salvation, and so God has entrusted us with it so we can bring it into the world. So again, as you go forth, think of ways in which you can practice bringing all those gifts of the Lord into the world so that other people will be able to rejoice, will have peace, will have mercy in the world.